Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we're super happy to have you here. And if you've been listening and enjoying for a while, I would be super grateful if you would please take a moment to give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's one of the best and simplest ways to pay it forward and help others find the show so that they too can tap into the powerful perspectives and positive vibrations we are collectively emanating. The other unique and magical way to share this show is by sending any friends you think would benefit from listening to this podcast our Game with the Universe link at positivehead.com/game. Also listed in the show notes, which will serve them up a quote-unquote random episode when they click it. Just instruct them before clicking the link to close their eyes for a moment and sincerely ask the universe to cue up the episode that contains the insight and perspectives that they most need to hear at this point in their life journey, and then click to listen to whatever episode is synchronistically served up to them. I have heard time and time again from people about the incredible results they received playing the game. So just tell your friends, magical results are guaranteed or their karma back. All right, all you positive heads, welcome, welcome. Here we grow again. It is a magnificent Monday here in the studio as I record. Hope you are doing just fine whenever, wherever you are and receiving this broadcast. Today, I am going to talk about a few things. Both are near and dear to my heart. I'm recording this, it's the evening time, and it's both things that sort of started my Monday. And I started my Monday, well, I received a note from the universe that I really liked. And so I thought, you know what, this would be great to just mention on today's show. And then I had a conversation soon thereafter that led to the other thing that I want to talk about, which is, which one do I want to start with? Well, I'll start with the note from the universe since I received that one first, and I'll read it real quick. It said, "What if, Brandon, your greatest success in this lifetime is to come from a completely unexpected direction? And what if it will be made possible because you followed your heart in all of the expected fields? Have you considered that?" And then it's follow your heart, Brandon, no matter what, as the down below. So I really love this. It really jumped out at me because I know there's so many of us that guess and second guess and triple guess, you know, what to do and which direction to go and where, what am I, you know, how do I get it right? How do I make the right decisions? And do I go to college? Do I not? Do I take the job? Do I not? Do I, you know, and really, the question should be, am I following my heart? Because if you're following your heart, that's going to lead you to the thing that you're supposed to do, the thing that's best for you, the thing that's going to yield the most fruit in your life. And oftentimes, way more often than not, it's not an A, you know, line A to straight line B, you know, kind of journey that we all hope and imagine when we're first imagining what our future looks like. Most folks who've done some living aren't 20 years old listening to this would laugh at kind of what they thought at that time about how things would unfold and maybe the simplicity of it. And it's like, you've probably seen these memes where it says, you know, here's what I think my life would look like, and it's a straight line, and then here's what it actually is, and it's crazy zigzags. And I think that's for most people. So if you can know that and really understand that it's never going to be in a straight direct line, then maybe the stop-off point at the job you hated led to the job that you do, led to the career, because, you know, I think of my partner, she got in trouble when she was, a teenager. She got in some pretty big trouble, and it led to her arrest, and her arrest then led to her having to do community service, and then community service led to her finding a career that she's super passionate about helping children with emotional disturbances and speech, you know, speech language pathologists, et cetera. So, you know, that was not a straight line. It was a zigzag. And so if you can know that going into anything that you're doing, it's like, isn't that a great barometer? Like if I can just say, well, I don't know whether I should do this thing or not. What does my heart say? Instead of all the mental activity of trying to calculate and figure it out. And well, what does it pay? And will this, you know, and is this trendy? Is this popular? Does this look, will it hold up under appearances to my neighbors and, or my family or whatever it is that's mental stuff, as opposed to being in your heart. And if you follow your heart, then that's going to lead you right where you need to go. And it's not if, but when. It looks and feels maybe more like what you'd expect. The hope of, I'm at peace. I feel fulfilled. You know, all that thing that we're reaching for, that is inevitable stopping off point on when you follow your heart. So yeah, I think that's a really powerful, it's so powerful. If I could have gotten that, especially those of us, you know, some people really mental, cerebral, you know, most people are more in their head in our culture, I would say, it's safe to say, than their heart. It's just sort of natural. We've actually praised that, right, in our society. And I think it's changing and shifting some where people realize how much the heart intelligence and, you know, like Deborah from Heart, who's been on the show as a soul share guest from HeartMath, and looking at the power of the heart, you know, when compared to the head, and you really, the brain, you really need them both, but the heart is meant to steer the ship. And if the heart isn't steering the ship, you have got, you know, you're not optimized, and sort of, you got the wrong organ in the wrong position. So yeah, really liked this a lot, and just the simplicity of its explanation. So to move along to the next little thing that happened to me this morning that led to what I want to talk about was I traveled this last weekend. Speaking of following the heart, I went to a wedding and I got back in town, and I found myself Monday morning, you know, some catching up to do, a lot on my plate. And got on a phone, got on the phone with my mother, and, you know, as Ram Dass brilliantly put it, if you think you're enlightened, spend a week with your family. And a lot of times our parents can be the biggest triggers in our life. And she said something that I didn't like, something. And next thing I know, I am agitated and just really way more heated than I should be. And certainly be much less starting off my week and my morning, in this way. And we ended up kind of hanging up like, I'll talk to you later, you know, and it was interesting for me because, you know, I've talked about it a lot on the show, dealing with and getting over heated, agitated energy has definitely been my biggest challenge. I'm fiery, and when that's put in a good direction, I get a lot done and accomplish a lot and inspire a lot of people and inspire myself. And when it's the other side of that sword is, you know, burning things down and getting my nervous system dysregulated and, you know, realizing it's one of those things where what I found is when I get in that state, it's the results. I don't know if you guys see this or not, but it's like it gets worse. Like what I found is when I get dysregulated, it seems to last longer, that my nervous system is kind of out of whack and I'm feeling just like off. And I feel like maybe it's like lessons that I should have learned or gotten better at, or when I am not impressed with the way I navigated a situation, it's like I am almost suffering longer as a result. Kind of like maybe, I don't know, someone who's doing substances too much or something, it's like it compounding negative. So that's what I felt like this morning. It was like, wow, for several hours after that, I just didn't feel great. I didn't feel myself. I didn't feel, you know, in the state that I had a lot to do, a lot to catch up on, a lot I was excited about doing. And then boom, this triggered me. I got dysregulated, wasn't particularly impressed with my behavior, and my nervous system was out of whack for hours. And, you know, then to a Abraham clip, and heard a piece of it where it was talking importance about being right. And it doesn't matter about being right as much as staying in harmony with who you are. And it's like getting more sensitive, man, this is such a big one. When you can see you're going down a path way a thought and you're choosing what you think and lock into next when something's maybe a disagreement is arising, it is crucial to stay in harmony with who you are, because when you're not, the consequences are, you know, do you want to be at peace or do you want to be happy? Do you want to allow someone else's perspective to cause your, you know, nervous system to completely go haywire and throw you, not only during that moment, but for, you know, potentially hours or even longer, who knows, depending on the situation afterwards? It's just not worth it. And so, you know, I just want to stress, like, this, when you find yourself getting into that state, getting out of like needing to be right, it is such a big one to overcome for all of us. I know better in this, the moment someone's arguing or disagreeing and I feel like I'm in the right, man, it is such a natural reaction. There are so many neural pathways burned into our brains to start just hold down the fort, defend and charge forward at, you know, at all costs. And it's like, no, not at all costs. That's that. It's too expensive. It's too expensive. And just to take a step back and just allow the, if the other person, in this case with my mother, because of course it's my mother. And so, you know, she's going to be such a close mirror in her own dysregulation and way of dealing with her stressed energy or what have you. So it's a very close mirror. And it's like, I'm not going to allow it to, all that matters is not being triggered into that state. So if you find yourself being triggered and dysregulated, and your nervous system is a wreck because of you defending your rightness to your friends, family, with any regularity, have you considered, you know, there's perceived cost and actual cost. The actual cost, this idea, it's like, oh, the cost of this is a dollar rather than spending $5 on the quality item. Yeah, you know, there's the perceived cost, oh, I saved $4. No, the actual cost is much greater. You had to drive further. Then when it breaks down, you have to go replace it. And, you know, so really, what is the perceived cost? Is a victory worth it? It's, you know, I'm finding, I think the universe is just getting louder. Anytime I'm dysregulated, it's like, oh, okay, now we're going to make it even clearer to you how you didn't win. And so I just want to pass that along. I want to share that one today. Both these things are prevalent in real time on my Monday. And it makes me think of Office Space, talking about having a case of the Mondays. If you haven't seen that, if you've seen that movie, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, go check out Office Space. What a cult classic. But yeah, I had a bit of a case of the Mondays this morning and we're shaking it off now. Feel better. Had a conversation with mom since then. We're all good. And yeah, what I'm going to do now, actually, I think I'm going to share, I'll go ahead and share this clip where Abraham talks about this whole idea and how, you know, it really ties into the first part of getting what your heart desires. The more you don't care, actually, that was the name of this clip, the universe delivers big time when you simply don't care. And she touches on all of the above topics. So let's take a listen.
And so here we are, wanting you to understand who you are. You are source energy, and you were source energy before you came into this body. But the thing that most of you do not realize is that you were source energy before you came into this body, and the larger part of you still is. And that larger part of you is tending that vibrational reality that you have been creating all of the days of this physical life experience and even before. The intentions that you held are held as a vibrational basis. There's a vibrational basis of everything. And that's what man wants to call source. That's what man wants to call God. It is the culmination of all of that positive becoming over all of the beingness that we all have been or are being. So that non-physical part of you exists, and it has a point of attraction. Now, by that point of attraction, what we mean is that that you is offering a vibration, and law of attraction is responding to that vibration. And since that vibration is all about love and all about what you are desiring, it's a point of attraction that is only what you would call positive. Here you are, focused, in your own right, in your own personality, thinking about things, talking about things, talking to people, noticing things, remembering things, imagining things, past, present, future, your mind's all over the place, just as you knew it would be. And in all of that thinking that you are doing, blessed, deliberate, and sometimes not, focused, and sometimes not, physical creators, you are finding vibrational harmony or not with that source energy that is you. So when you launch the rocket that asks for more prosperity is being summoned to that vibrational point of you. But if you are not feeling happy about the idea of prosperity, if you are doubting it or suffering in not enough of it, if you're focused upon the absence of it, then without meaning to, you are holding yourself in vibrational discord with your own creation. And this is something that we want you to understand, because that is the only thing that ever gives you negative emotion. You think it's what somebody else is doing. That one's driving me crazy. That one is immoral. That one is doing wrong things. That one is bad in this way or this way or this way. But what's really happening is, whenever you feel negative emotion, you are out of vibrational sync with who you have become. It's important to understand that you will always be, we will all always be, in the state of perpetual becoming. You cannot hold it back. So, in continuing with Jerry's question and passionate desire about how thoughts are actually turned to things, we want you to understand these things. You live in a vibrational universe, and you are vibrational beings, and everything around you is too, which means you are broadcasting a signal which you can control. But you've got to have some sense of what the control is. In other words, do you gather together in large groups and take a consensus and then do that? That's not working out very well, is it? Ask the Republicans or the Democrats. They're all failing at it. Go into any church or synagogue. Is that the answer? Well, while there are nice things to be experienced there, as they pit themselves against one another, claiming the only right doing, that's not the answer to alignment. That's not what you came to experience. You came knowing that there would be diversity, that there would be a lot of difference around you. And you blessed that idea because you knew that out of it would come your clarity of what you, the Creator, chooses to create in this meaningful life experience that is you. So you were born with this sensitivity, these senses to translate vibration. Your eyes translate vibration. That's why you see. Vibrational interpretation, eyes, ears, nose, fingertips, tongue, all vibrational interpreters. But you have an emotional center that is your true vibrational interpreter, because that interprets the variance between the source that you were when you were born and that you have added to ever since, that source energy, God being that you are, that vibration and the vibration of you. For example, you've asked for much more money, and that non-physical part of you stands in utter prosperity with endless knowledge about avenues for you to realize, to turn those vibrations into dollars. You said to us, all right, Abraham, we accept that there's a vortex. All right, all right, all right, all right, all right. How do we get our money out of the vortex and into the bank? And we're going to talk about that all day here today. How do you get what you desire, what you have created? How do you turn it to something that is tangible for you? How do you make it manifest? How do you make it actualize? How do you get to see it? How do you get to enjoy it fully? And should you? The answer to that is unequivocally yes. You've come to create. You have come to turn your thoughts to things. You have come to experience the reality of this magnificent time and place. So, once you accept that you are a vibrational being, and once you accept that your emotions are letting you know the vibrational variance or harmony between what you've become and what you're doing right here, now you're off and running. Now you have guidance that will serve you all day, every day. We want you to know that the source within you not only knows and literally has become the liver of all that you have asked for. But your source, your inner being, also knows how to guide you along the path of least resistance, which is to say the path of most allowance, which is to say the path of least resistance, which is to say the path of most allowance, which is to say the path of least resistance, to guide you along the path of least resistance to what you desire. We would like you to know that if there is any resistance on your path, and there is, you put it there. Nobody else is putting any resistance on your path. All it is just thoughts you've picked up along the way that you've begun to practice that contradict who you really are and what you really know. For example, you are brilliant, but you may not know it. When you put yourself down and say, I'm inappropriate or I'm not good at that, I don't fit in, the reason that those words, that concept feels so bad to you is because it is so off from the reality of who you are. When you say, good things don't come to me, the reason it feels so bad to say that is because it's so off. It's so not true at all. When Esther first began really chatting it up with us, oh, she began to really like it. And in the early days, she said, oh, good Abraham, now you can help me know who is lying. I know they are. You can help me know when they are. And we said, how would you like to proceed? Esther said, let's watch Judge Wapner. So people came in and told their stories, very different stories. Judge listened, mocked them, passed judgment. And then Esther said, all right, Abraham, which one of them was telling the truth? Because Esther thought the judge was nuts. Which one of them is telling the truth? And we said, a better question is, which one of them believes what they are saying? Because in many cases, they were telling two entirely different versions of something, and both believed what they were saying. Well, that got Esther's attention, because she began to realize that there is no way of sorting out the rightness and wrongness of anything, because your perspective makes what you get from it uniquely your own. And so to try to convince others to hear your side of any story is really a futile and foolish way to go about life, because they all think something different, because there are not two vantage points that are the same. And the more you try to convince them of what your vantage point is, the more you get out of sync with who you really are, because in that defending or justifying, you hold yourself vibrationally in discord. And so Esther said, well, then how do I know? And we said, it doesn't really matter if your opinion agrees with or disagrees with anyone on the planet. The only thing that matters is that you stay in vibrational concert or accord or harmony with you, with what you have created, with who you really are. So that means you got to care about how you feel. That means you got to think your thoughts slowly enough that you can feel which thought is the bugaboo that you've just introduced. That means you have to become receptive to your own emotions and aware that anytime, every time, 100% of the time, no exception, that you feel negative emotion, you are out of sync with the whole of you, and you have put resistance on your path. You've created your own stumbling block, and you are resisting the natural flow of well-being that would be there if you were not doing that thing you're doing that's causing you to feel the negative emotion. Don't you like knowing that? But there's stuff happening that you might be looking at. And when you look at something that gives you negative emotion, it's like holding that cork under the water. And for the time it's under the water, it does not feel good. But any time you can turn your attention away from whatever it is that's got your cork under the water, got your negative emotion coming, just let go of it by focusing somewhere else. And that cork will quickly bob right back to the surface, right where you belong.
I think this is a really interesting piece to think about here that she speaks to is, you know, really realizing that more of you is in non-physical than physical. And whenever you're feeling negative emotion, you're out of sync with who you have become, meaning that non-physical part of yourself who's already been there, done there, and gotten the t-shirt, like I like to put it, right? So you're perpetually becoming, whenever you're, you know, getting out of sync, getting dysregulated, you cut the cord to the superhero version of you, essentially, right? And you know, you start understanding, I like how she put it, your emotional center is your true vibrational interpreter. You're interpreting vibrations with your eyes, your ears, your taste, everything. And your emotional center is the most powerful vibrational interpreter. And so what, you know, how effectively are you using it? You know, you're the only one. We're our own worst enemies. We're the only one. This morning with my mother, using that example, I could have chosen to disengage from the stressful energy that she was offering, inviting me into. And instead I'll rise to the occasion and be stressed back. And then next thing you know, it's like, you know, building on each other. So, and I love how she, you know, Abraham puts it here, you know, truths are relative, and to, you know, talking about the judge, the whole judge thing and who's true and who's not, which one believes what they are saying. That's so, you know, trying to convince others is futile because it's all about vantage points. And if you're just justifying yourself and you're going to die on that hill, you're holding yourself in discord and you're cutting yourself off from your superpower strengths. This non-physical version of yourself that's already done it all, been there, done it, got it. They're the master blaster version of yourself. And you're saying, nope, I don't want those powers. I'm going to hold myself here in discord and prove my rightness. All that matters, doesn't matter about being right and agreeing and finding someone to agree with you. Just stay in harmony with who you are. And that becoming your primary mode of operation, man, that's truly becoming a superhero. That's where it's at for each and every one of us. I firmly, firmly believe. We stop resisting the natural flow of well-being by doing this. We let go of the cork under the water, as she puts it, and we become our greatest and greatest self. That's my story for this Monday. I'm sticking to it. Hope it has been beneficial to you in some way, shape, or form. I know it has me. Thanks for listening. I do have a epic song to play for you, a new one by East Forest with Peter Broderick called Landscape. Great track. Hope you enjoy. Till next time, journey well. Thank you.
with age. One story ends and we turn the page. But just as one finishes, another begins.
Flow.